rideformentalhealth.org. Ride or volunteer and shine a light of hope and caring. Rideformentalhealth.org. See you there.
98.1 KZE. It is Friends Day once again, and I am delighted to welcome to the studio Oranga Twins, a new power duo from the Hudson Valley. Carolyn Morosi, of course.
Hello.
Welcome back. And Andrea, we're meeting for the first time. Welcome.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very good. Glad you're here. So we're going to start out with, you have an EP out?
We do. It's called We Are a Genius.
Coming out the gate hot.
That's right. I love it.
And we're going to start out with one of the songs from it called The Vroop. And Andrea, you want to tell us a little bit about what The Vroop means?
Sure. That's The Vroop, V-R-O-O-P, which is a word that was made up quite a while ago for the flip hairstyle, which is the classic 60s curling up at the sides hairstyle.
Right.
And we figured it kind of goes vroop. And then Carolyn made up a dance to go with it. So this is sort of an instructional dance song, how to do the vroop.
Well, I'm so glad we're filming this.
Absolutely. And it tells you in the song how to do the vroop.
Do the vroop. What you talking about? Do the vroop. Hands on your hips and just let them slip. Do the vroop. Curl it up with a swoop. Now you're doing the vroop. So good. When your wig curls up and you wanna get down, do the vroom. You're doing the vroom to the swing and it sounds. Do the vroom. It once was a hairstyle, now it's a dance.
KZE, it's the vroop. It is the summer's hottest dance craze from Oranga Twins.
That's right.
That's great.
Get down and do the vroop.
Do the vroop. So you just demonstrated the vroop for me, Carolyn, and it's very simple. And as I said, you know, you're a duo. You're both playing instruments, so it kind of has to be simple. But people are loving it. They're catching on.
They are. I mean, live, it's a lot of fun. Just put your hands on your hips, bring them down in a swoop, and then you're doing the vroop.
You're doing the vroop. That's all it takes.
Curl them up. And that's all there is to it.
That's about all I can handle, personally. I'm not a choreography person.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you got to have the serious rock and roll and the fun, too. So
I mean, I can tell you guys have a great sense of humor about the band. And I think you really, like, I love that. That's my favorite thing, is when a band is, like, goofy as well as good.
Well, exactly. We got our band name because we both look like Dr. Zaius with our blonde shag haircuts. So we figured Orangu Twins.
Yeah, I mean, we love Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we had so many commonalities. That's where the twins came in.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have your, identical twins, fraternal twins, and now we're the external twins. Mm-hmm. So, so many similarities.
And of course, you got your band colors, the orange and blue, which,
that's
as
right.
we were saying, is
our two favorite colors.
Very convenient since Knicks fever is sweeping the nation.
That's right. Next year, we might be world champions.
I believe.
Thank you.
So, Oranga Twins, we have quite a few opportunities to see you coming up. Tell us about, well, this is actually pretty exciting. You're going to be playing Bowery Palace this Saturday.
That's right. So this Saturday, presented by Queers of Noise, it's going to be a lineup with a bunch of female-fronted bands and LGBTQ. So
it's the world's only dyke rock party.
That's right.
And it's after the Dyke March.
That's right.
It starts at 9 o'clock, and that's when we're going to play.
Yeah.
Then We Were Werewolves, Tracy City, GSX, and an all-star band later on.
It's going to be a lot of fun, so come on down to the Bowery Palace.
That's this Saturday if you're down the city. And then we've got the Sunset Park show on Sunday. That's my old neighborhood.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Smudgefest, it's called.
Hell yeah. And more for the folks up here listening, Sunday, July 5th, you're going to be at Rock to Casbah in Saugerties with our mutual friend Connor Wank. Love that guy.
Yes, yes. I do a solo gig called Peaceful Revolution, and that's from 3 to 5 at Rock to Casbah on July 5th. Then we're headed to the Rosendale Street Festival, which is super exciting.
That's good stuff, yeah.
I mean, that's a great day. It's going to be the whole weekend. We will be there on Sunday. I'm doing a solo show at 2 p.m. on the Soy stage, and then we're going to play the Oranga Twins at 3:30 in the theater.
Theater stage.
The theater stage. So,
which 3:30 p.m. on a July afternoon, that's where you're going to want to be inside.
Yeah, you're going to want to be in the
watching
the theater.
The Oranga Twins.
With the cool people.
The cool kids, that's right.
Cool.
I can't believe you're based on Dr. Zayas. That kills me.
Well, the first time that Andrea came over to jam, she looked at me and said, "Let me ask you, do you cut your hair like Dr. Zayas on purpose?" And I kind of froze in my tracks. And, you
like,
know,
is that
oddly,
a read?
I wasn't insulted. I said, "Well, by the way, I don't, but I do love Planet of the Apes."
Yeah.
So, you know, we got a good laugh out of that. And, yeah.
It's got great. Our band name from
yeah.
it.
Oh, good stuff. Oranga Twins, my guest in the studio on Friends Day, and you came prepared to give us a little bit of a demonstration of what the stripped-down version of the set sounds like. Do you want to give us a song?
Sure, yeah. This is the first song we ever wrote together.
It's called Grab It, and I guess we're just going to do it.
Yeah,
Grab
let's it. Do it.
Out and grab it. 98.1 KZE. Oranga Twins are my guests in the studio, and there's a bunch of opportunities to see them coming up. Do you have socials where everything is all in one
place? We do. We're on Facebook, Instagram. We have a website. Go to orangutwins.com, orangutwins.com.
And this is a new project, right? When did you guys get together?
About a year and a half ago.
Yeah, a year and a half. Yeah.
So it's pretty productive. A year and a half, you got a bunch of shows lined up. You got an EP out.
And that EP was produced by Ricky Bird from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. He's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. And Bob Stander was the engineer and also had a hand in producing it.
Mixing, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was fantastic working with Ricky, who is one of our teenage idols.
Yeah.
From Joan Jett's band.
How'd you get hooked up with him?
Well, I mean, basically, you know, we've had some interaction over the year, and then the universe actually brought him to us. I was sitting next to him at the Who at Madison Square Garden.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Right next to him.
Did you recognize him?
I did, and he recognized me too.
Oh my gosh.
And we looked at each other and he said, "Hey, you're everywhere." And I'm thinking, geez, he's telling me this? You know? And so it went from there. We just started talking about music, and I told him about the band, and the next thing I know, he offered to produce the record.
Fantastic, man.
Yeah,
it's meant to be.
Incredible.
Meant to be.
Great.
Yeah, and you can get it on Bandcamp and Apple Music.
That's right, iTunes. Download it, or you can buy a CD. We did press a hard copy CD.
Nice.
So as
selling
you
CDs
all know,
at the shows, can we get...
Yeah, we're selling CDs. We have T-shirts.
I was going to ask, what about these the baseball jerseys here? Are you going to be selling those? Can fans wear them, or is that for band only?
Well, we're not selling them at this point, but they're our band uniform. You know, you never know. We are coming out with...
If we get actual fanatics that want to have uniforms too, we welcome it.
We definitely do.
Yeah,
yes.
Because there's more than two people on a team usually.
That's right.
This is also, it's a genius branding opportunity. There's so much you can do with Oranga Twins. Like if you had like, if you worked with like kids and did like a project, they could be the Oranga Teens.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's so much, you know, and especially with the sports theme, you know, jerseys. I mean, I'm already thinking satin jackets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Satin jackets.
I want to get KZE satin jackets.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, that would be so cool.
That's
would be so WKRP in Cincinnati, like retro cool.
That's on my list because we got like the black and gold. I think it'd be sick.
Yes. The gold with the black down the sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
I see it already.
Exactly. Yep.
Andy, are you listening?
He probably is. Oranga Twins are my guests in the studio. Let's hear another one off the EP. What do you want to tell me about Sick About It?
Okay, well, Sick About It is our answer to everything that's going on right now. I think a lot of people are beyond frustrated. And, you know, without getting too far into current politics, this is a song to release your rage.
Yeah, good. We need
that. So
a lot of people are feeling this way.
I'm
I think you're going to have a lot of people headbanging to that one.
Absolutely. I mean, we get a great response from that song.
We played it Asbury Pride, and we had a little mosh pit going.
Yeah, it was a cross between
dancing around the maypole and a mosh pit, if you can imagine that. But yeah, it was stirring up a lot of feelings and a lot of movement. So.
Yeah, well, we need that. We need to stay angry, and music is a great way to you know, give that to people.
I agree. Yeah, we need to speak up for those who, in some cases, can't speak up for themselves. And, you know, we need to leave this world a better place for future generations.
Well, and I think we need to resist silence and resist the normalization of all of this stuff, you know, and that's why, you know, like some people are a little bit cynical about the arts and its ability to be a contributing factor to resistance. But really, like, it's about keeping the conversation going and keeping people talking and not accepting that this is the new normal.
I agree, 100%. I mean, I was very influenced by everything from the 60s rock on up, you know, the Woodstock generation. And, you know, I do believe that rock and roll can change the world, one loner, misfit, and rebel at a time.
Yeah.
That's simple.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, that's a great way to kind of sum up Oranga Twins. It's like you've got such humor and such fun, but you're also, you know, you're legit musicians and you're writing legit stuff and there's, you know, real chops behind it.
Thank you, MK. Yes,
yeah,
we've both been born to rock, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We're obsessed with rock and roll. We've been playing since we're teenagers, and we just want to keep doing this. And so nothing's going to stop us, and we're happy to be out there now with the new EP, We Are a Genius.
And we're the world's oldest teenagers.
That's
right. That's a little bit of a cliche, but we are a genius,
eternal
too.
Eternal teenagers, as my father-in-law would say.
I love it. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Never lose it. And I'm excited to see you guys live. Again, there's a few opportunities. You can go to the Oranga Twins socials or website, but I just want to highlight Rosendale Street Fest coming to the Soy Stage. Carolyn coming to the Soy Stage, and 3:30 at the Theater Stage on Sunday, July 19th, Rosendale Street Fest. And then you're going to be at Night Swim in August.
Oh, yeah. Night Swim is going to be a great show.
Yeah.
That's with DCPC presents, you know, basically a lot of punk rock, alternative, you know, stuff that's just out of the norm. I believe there's a punk ukulele band that's going to be playing. I mean,
awesome.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah. So I'm really grateful to everyone, especially in this community, who's really embraced the music and the band. And is helping us get out there and get our music heard.
Yeah. Well, everybody get out there, do the vroop.
Yeah, do the vroop. And you can also do it in New York City on Sunday, July 12th. We're having a little CD release party.
Oh, nice.
That's right.
Bust your moves doing the vroop.
At Otto's Shrunken Head.
Very fun.
So, you know, it's a classic New York City joint.
On 14th Street.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to be our CD release party. We're going to do two sets.
Awesome.
At 8 and 9 p.m. And we have an opening band at 7, The Hopeless Lovers.
Right on. Well, this has been Friends Day with the Oranga Twins. Thank you guys so much for coming in. It's an honor.
We love the station, MK. Thank you so much.
We'll be doing the vroop around here.
Woo!
We got your community bulletin board and Sammy Ray and the Friends up next.
It's the KZE Community Bulletin Board, a weekly listing of community events in our tri-state listening area. The Community Bulletin Board is brought to you by